This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, before we begin, just this word. All this week, you've been listening to a message that was actually given at the International Baptist Church in Stuttgart, Germany. It happens to be the church where my daughter and son-in-law and 3 children attend every week. I was on the way back from India and Dubai, United Arab Emirates, on a speaking tour in those 2 places, and I concluded with a message on that last Sunday in Stuttgart about becoming kingdom people. This is the conclusion of the message. I hope it spoke to you this week, and I hope it speaks to you in the conclusion right now. God bless. We ministered in Columbus, Ohio for 18 years at a brand new church, and we met in a school. And some of you maybe you've had the school experience, and you have to go in every Sunday and set up the chairs in the gymnasium, and you set up the nurseries and the Sunday school classrooms, and you have the truck, and you bring your stuff in, and you do it every week for 2 years. I told David the story this week at lunch, and I said we didn't have a baptistry. So when someone said, I'd like to be baptized into Christ, we had nowhere to baptize them. So I made arrangements with a church nearby that had a baptistry, and minister's name was Bob. Bob, can we use your baptistry as needed? And he said, sure. And he insisted that he gave us a key to the building. We could use it. We could just call and say, we're coming on Friday night. We're coming Saturday afternoon, Sunday night, whatever the case may be. And he said, don't worry about the robes. Don't worry about the towels. Just put everything in a sink and so forth. And so for 2 years, off and on, we would use the baptistry of that church. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But you know what I heard of? And I'm embarrassed to tell you this. There were people in that church that were mad because we were using their electricity. They had to clean the robes and the towels at the minister's behest. And he told us, go ahead and do that. And I didn't know it. For all those 2 years, he was taking heat and grief from people in the church. And so when we got our building, I went in to see Bob and I said, Bob, I just want to thank you for letting us use your baptistry for 2 years. And I said, I understand. I just heard recently from someone in our church that you've been taking a lot of criticism for that. And he said in a loud whisper that people from his church could hear me in the lobby of the church. I think he did it on purpose. Have you ever said that? Have you ever used a loud whisper so people could hear you? And he said, Randy, I want to tell you something. The reason I did that. He said, I'm not a church person. I'm a kingdom person. I'm not a church person. I'm a kingdom person. That made such an impression on a young minister in his 20s. I've never forgotten that, nor will I ever forget it. It was a model for me about being a kingdom person. Would you determine today that whatever you achieve professionally, you're a kingdom man or a kingdom woman? Whatever you achieve athletically, financially, it doesn't matter. Educationally, I'm a kingdom man or a kingdom woman. Why? Because a kingdom is any place where a king reigns, and the kingdom of God is any heart where Jesus Christ is Lord. If Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, I've got an announcement to make. You're a kingdom man or kingdom woman. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. Let's pray together. Well, this message was given in Stuttgart, Germany, but the same message was given in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, and to 2 churches in India out of the 17 speaking engagements I had on this trip. I think it's an important message. We're kingdom people. You are, and so am I, if we're believers in Jesus Christ. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.